Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge, equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill K got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill K on the beat. Yeah.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter Band in the Street, chapter 12, verse 32 already. That M period, A period, M period. Music, activism, news, that's the abbreviation, that's the acronym, and for those listening to BBCI Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944 like some of our other phone callers. As a matter of fact, if you're sending in any music or any commercial, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Black on Black Crime Inc. Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind. Call back or press 1. Now, I am going to at least start things off the correct way before I get into everything that's going on and phone callers, the top 10 list. I need to let people know that I'm glad to represent Looking Good Home Improvement. That's residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction. They are licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, bath, kitchen remodeling, flooring, tile and wood, violation list repairs, and again, licensed and bonded. Their number is 216-205-7247, and that is LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. LookingGoodHomeImprovement.com. So anyway, now I can at least let people know that if you choose to, because this is very important, if you choose, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram with that Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. That's Angelica with a K. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. OPM Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. The webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook of Pete Weeks, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceRadio.com, where tomorrow we should have the guest of Brother Derek Wade, Clash, and other programs. So, with that being said, letting you know that the Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook page or BBCI Crime Fights. So we've got some great things out there for you. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Like I say, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Also, if you're looking for work, www.templabor.org. The Twitter page of Al Porter Jr. 1 or Grandpa Rapper 1. Also, YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel, nothing but Cleveland artists, and last but not least, thelogtv.com. Now, what I need to do is give you all a top 10 list of things happening in our region, our area, for the past 7 days. Sometimes there's so much promo, you can peek the list because people are looking for you. So with that being said, number 10, debuting, it was Voice It Radio last week. They had on voiceitradio.com. They were pushing and promoting the upcoming Glenville Festival. And the reason they were pushing and promoting it is because they're going to have a documentary, a short film on what people think of Silver B in the mix. So they filmed a lot of us talking about Silver. At the station, Fatty Banks came in, who's dealing with that as well. The whole Glenville Festival is historic upcoming. Number 9, we just spoke about it, the Glenville Festival. Now, I know a lot of people are probably saying, wait, why are you just bringing up the Glenville Festival? And I would have to say it's because of everything that's going on there. As a matter of fact, let's at least talk about the fact that Fatty Banks, DJ Fatty Banks, that's better, he's bringing hip-hop to none other than the Glenville Festival. And so with that being said, that is a blessing that that is happening. As I look through and tell people some of the things that's going on, it's August 12th, hip-hop, Sam Miller Park, 88th to St. Clair, to hip-hop turns 50. 11, it's just the 50th anniversary, so it's going to be very fantastic. So, number 8, Bone Thugs and Harmony street signing. So that's this Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. So with that being said, number 7, debuting Facebook, Back to School Bash hosted by From the Soul Foundation. That's Saturday, that's debuting. Number 6, moving up, Facebook, BeatFX 50th birthday celebration of hip hop, which was last Saturday at the Dialogue Center. DJ Dollar Rock, it was phenomenal. And not only did you have DJ Dollar Rock, you had Eric Wilson, Scratch Paper Productions, Indica Spitz, Boss Gag, Urban Survival, Ballhead Fred. It was phenomenal. So that's all I wanted to say. Spaghetti, wings, it was great to be a host of that Man in the Street, definitely. For those who saw me in my hip-hop David Ruffin gear, y'all saw right. I had so much work to do. I was thankful, though, there'll be another time to get that performance in. Number six, Move It Up. So that was it. Beat Effect's 50th birthday celebration moved up. Number five, The Peace Boat. That's right, The Peace Boat. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, what you talking about, a peace boat? But the thing about it is, artist December Rose, Black House Sound perform, When the Rain Hit. So you saw Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, but When the Rain Hit, well, hip-hop's David Ruffin didn't get a chance to perform. Neither did Major Taps from Proprietor ENT. Neither did Suave Gotti from Kai Dog. But it was all right because the Cleveland Underground Music Radar covered it. You had a lot of people there. It was beautiful. The thunderstorm hit out, rained out everything. It was a phenomenal event. It was the Golden Rule Peace Boat that had stopped by the harbor. And it was the event was held at the Free Stamp. Beautiful event, though, with Don Bryant, Dr. Dorothy, and others. Number four, Moving Up. So the Peace Boat debuted, but Moving Up was the Inspire Your Block Party. Facebook, that was the name of it. It was last Saturday at Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts, HGS Music, DJ Cowboy, Man in the Street provided the music and the sounds, so it went very phenomenal. My thing is, it was great. I got a chance to play a lot of 80s hip-hop during my set. Johnny G was there, Mo Better. It was just phenomenal. Autumn Perfect was performing. E-Dub, Eric Wilson performed. It was nice. Number three, Moving Up, all festivals. I think Latino Festival, Polish Festival, last weekend. A lot of good times. Number two, debuting, Seniors Jamboree last week. It was just many, many young people. And number one, debuting, Mayor's Night Out Against Crime last Tuesday. Even though I was on the air, DJ Dollar Rock was a big part of everything. So that's all I wanted to say. I get a chance to now do my favorite part and go to the phone lines because there's a lot of stuff going on. Let's go to 216-309. 216-309. You're on live. Who are we talking to?
Hi, everybody. This is Belandalist Brenda A. Former, as my colleagues will call me, Queen B. How is everybody doing out there in Radio Land?
Excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jesus woke me up this morning and for purposely, for not only me, but all of us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
I can say is a new school year is getting ready to begin. 2023-2024 school year is coming. We got to pray for these young people. We got to pray. I tell you, all of them, all around this globe, the whole world, because Jesus got the whole world in his hands. It seems like every school year that comes, it changes the rules. Everything is like a difference. It's like a clock. It's not stopping. It keeps on ticking and going. We can't stop praying, everybody. We got to keep on praying.
No.
We got to keep on pressing. We got to keep on praying. We got to keep on pressing. And remember, you got to put Jesus in front, not behind. This was wrong with half of us. When something good happened, we call Jesus, thank you, and then we forget about it. He likes the good as well as the bad. He likes the good as well as the bad. You got to go through to get through to the next level. You got to go through to get through to get to the next level. I'm letting y'all know that right now. And then he said,
go through to get through, okay.
You can't, it's not an easy road. It's not an easy road. He said everything. You're going to have your trials and tribulations on this earth. You know, because he died for us and you and I on the cross. So we have a life, a tree of life each and every day. Every day of our lives. I want to say hello to my colleagues out there, to Al Porter, my big brother, to my other big brother, Ronnie B, to DJ Rock, to R, to Cowboy, to Monica Point, to Delores, to Ms. Glass, Deacon Dante Taylor, Major Tab, Squab Gotti, Delores, everybody. God bless each and every one of y'all. And stop, I'm so tongue twisted tonight. Thank you for listening on Black Talk. I don't know what's wrong with me. Thank you for listening on Black Talk Radio on Monday nights at 9 o'clock. And it was a lot of festivals this weekend. A lot of churches have back-to-school events for the children to get backpacks and just a little bit of everything. Some places have backpacks with cool outfits in them, with shoes. Some backpacks have everything with the roller things. You know, the you check your finger and roll the thing with air. What is it? What was that called?
Wait a minute. Like the little roller things, like
yeah. Some of them had in the backpacks. It was really nice.
Oh, okay.
I went to the EC one, the Jamboree they had. It was really nice.
Yes.
Tower City had theirs too. It was a lot. West Park Academy. The list go on and on and on. It was a lot of back to school events this weekend. A lot of them.
Beautiful.
But that was a free opening of the school events, back to school events, and they're going to continue going on until probably the week of Labor Day, after Labor Day. So listen to the radio or watch the television on each channel, 5, 8, and 3, 19, and 43, or whatever you got, the screen TV they got out now, whatever your heart desire, whatever you have, the Spectrum, Direct, or whatever you guys have, Direct or Dish, whatever. But
okay.
Just open your eyes and stay tuned to the back school events and everything. I'm signing off, and as I say every weekend, God bless each and every one of y'all. I love everybody, and there's nothing you can do about it. May God bless and keep you. Have a blessed evening and a blessed week. God bless you. I'm out. Peace out.
Thank you so much. Peace out. I can appreciate that phone call. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time. Because we talked a lot about what's going on August 11th being hip-hop 50th birthday born day. But I want to let people know that Friday, August 11th at 4 to 5:30 p.m., angry activists set to march on City Hall in response to black children being called animals at the Bibb O'Malley press conference. Friday, August 11th at 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Mayor Justin Bibb, Council President Blaine Griffith, County Executive Chris Ronayne, and County Council President Pernell Jones continue to ignore the role that lead poisoning plays in gun violence and overcrowded prisons. Reverend Derek Wade and I have been writing and preaching for years about the lead crab hypothesis. Once more, but instead of taking steps to protect young children from lead toxic housing, instead of building psychological rehabilitation facilities, they're planning to build a $1 billion prison at a cost of $45,000 per inmate per year with no real effort at rehabilitation. We could save taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars by building psychological rehabilitation facilities. This would open up prison beds for truly violent criminals. But Cuyahoga County's elected servants continue to ignore these issues, confident that come Election Day, they will be overshadowed by Democrat-Republican hype. In reality, Democrats oppress the people in the areas they control, especially minorities, while Republicans oppress the people in the areas they control. Violent crime is so bad in Cuyahoga County that it's time for Democrats and Republicans to demand that the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party starts endorsing candidates who care more about the needs of children than the wants of corporations. In his day, Jesus, Yahshua the Messiah, chased money changers out of the temple for good reason. A temple is no place for money changers. Neither is the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party. It's time to stand up for our children. Contact Jeff Bixon, coordinator, 216-971-7942. He's the political chair for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Members of the protesting coalition take particular issue with black children being called animals at the Bibb O'Malley press conference. Al Porter Jr., ambassador, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Boom. That's what we're saying. That's how we feel. So I appreciate everything. While I wait for other phone callers and people to come through, we're going to send out this particular track because of the year it is, what it is, what it says. It's Hip Hop for Life.
Time. Architect, futuristic flows, production clarity, it shows, built my rep on solid ground, HGS, updated my sound, producer MC, we're complete, hip-hop with a strong breakbeat, we mastered it, hip-hop all day, I'll clarify with what I say, I was clear when I rhymed, I was clear, black by design, I was clear when I told the truth, I was clear with adults and youth, I was clear, hip-hop culture, I was clear, no culture vultures, hip-hop is almost 50, withstood the years, nothing iffy, August 11th, yearly party, hip-hop for life, you can't stop me,
grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life, put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life, giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life, keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life, we grinding sacrifices, hip-hop for life, put our souls in what we write, it's hip-hop for life, giving purpose to the fight, it's hip-hop for life, keep it bumping day and night, it's hip-hop for life.
Let me hear you say hip-hop, hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop, come on now, hip-hop, let me hear you say hip-hop, hip-hop, come on now, hip-hop, hip-hop. Say hip hop for life, hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life, say hip hop for life, come on now, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life, come on, hip hop for life, let me hear you say hip hop for life. Hip hop for life, come on now.
We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life. Giving purpose to the fight, it's hip hop for life. Keep it bumping day and night, it's hip hop for life. We grind and sacrifice, it's hip hop for life. Put our soul in what we write, it's hip hop for life.
And that song came from that seventh album that was called none other than Anti-Music Industry. that being said, as we look through everything else, big super shout out to the number one supporter. They made making it out there, making sure everything went well. That was a beautiful thing in itself. That whole experience of the free stamp, it was kind of like when the rain came down, seeing Mr. Powers and Mr. Motley, December Rose perform. It was almost like the whole Diana Ross concert when she was out there in the rain. It's pouring down. I believe it was in New York. I want to check and see while I talk to you all. But the rain was coming down, and it was just phenomenal. It was thundering and lightning when she performed. But she said it didn't matter to her because she knew they were leading people out, and she didn't want them to stampede out or anything like that. And I think that concert, what was it, 1983 in Central Park. And so, you know, that's a phenomenal thing in itself. As I go back and look at certain things that happen, it gives me chance enough to look at a couple of other things. That whole Glenville Festival, it looking to see what's going on. August 11th, 2023, that's 12 p.m., Bone Thugs and Harmony Way at East 99th renaming ceremony. And as part of that whole Glenville Festival thing, I think that's August 11th. Let's see what else is going on. Bone Thugs and Harmony will be performing at Sam Miller Park, Glenville Festival. What else is happening? The Unit Experience Band, Hip Hop at 50 Mashup with special guest MCs produced by DJ Fatty Banks. Let's look at some of what's going on. You will have the Silver Beat Tribute with Dave Tolliver of Men at Large performing. DJ Hip Hop Era Showcases by DJ Chicago, DJ Scratch, Master L, DJ Coco Z, DJ Ellery, DJ Lily Jade, Graffiti by Mr. Soul, Days One, Rose Valaducci, London, B-Boy Dance by Youth Renaissance Collaboration. So the YRC, that's looking like that'll be a really excellent program. MC Cyphers by MC Chill, Nova the Rebel, Suave Gotti, TLC, Ray Jr., King Chip, Mike Berry, God Finn, Big Keys, Midwest Mafia, Pooh Gutter, Queen Thug, Bloodshot 216, Big Semi, Humble G the Fiddler, Arrogant, the Chop Shop Renegades fame, Mind Music, performances by Preem DiBiase, Auntie Piggy, Al Fats, Leela Divine, Harmony Pinkston, Youth Renaissance, Collaboration, YR Music. Fatty Banks really did his thing on there, so that's phenomenal. I'm thankful to see how all of that is playing itself out. Big shout out to a lot of different people, but let me see. I said 216 with a 404. 216 with a 404. How are you doing out there?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm alive. I'm feeling phenomenal. With that being said, who are we talking to?
Shirley McMillan.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. Wait. I've heard a lot of great things being said about your name. For, there's one legendary person that I know. He happened to speak, Charles E. Bibb Sr. He was talking about you and saying certain things about you. As a matter of fact, are you planning like a meet and a greet cookout on the 20th of August? What's going on with you?
Well, at this point, I'm trying to get a petition enough signatures on my petition to be put on the ballot for my ward, Ward 4.
Okay.
I'm running for ward council in Richmond Heights. So
wow.
I'll be at the polls tomorrow, and I'll be looking for anybody that's available to help me with it to get these signatures so I can get on that ballot. And I am planning a meet and greet on the 20th. It's a cookout. Jeff Mixon is supposed to be helping me with that.
Excellent. That's a powerful name. So already I'm hearing a couple of names of people who aren't playing. They're doing things. So in order for them to do that, and if you can, before you tell me where we need volunteers, because we're going to send this one out, this program, whoever's listening, live,
mm-hmm.
but it will be sent back out. So please help me understand what is it that you do and why you feel it's your time to run for that ward. Hello?
I'm a, can you hear me?
Yes, now I do.
Okay. I always wanted to be a part of something positive, putting something positive in the community. Working with people who, let's say, are high risk, the kids. I work with adolescents. I've worked at Peace in the Hood as a putting together a newsletter working with young kids. Adolescents,
okay.
as a matter of fact. And I do a preventative Zoom I did for, I guess, about 6 months with them. This year we're planning on doing a group in person at the library in Mount Pleasant with the young ones. I live in Richmond. I've been here 4 years, but I grew up on Superior, and I hung out a lot in the Kinsman Harvard area. My church is over on Harvard, as a matter of fact, 100 Zion Pentecostal Church at on 140th in Harvard. Now, I feel like I could do something different, bring something different to the plate, not just politics, but human meeting human needs and our human and dealing with our basic interests. Kind of tired of us talking about it. Let's do something about it. So I want to be on the ballot. So I'm doing what I can to get petitions signed, and where I'll be at is 499 Trubisky, Ward 4, that's where everybody votes in this area. And if you look, you'll be seeing me at the polls trying to get petition, get signatures from my fellow citizens and constituents in order for me to be placed on that ballot.
Okay. I know you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm waiting for questions or anything.
My thing is this, because you're making it very, very easy to understand and overstand. So you have a history. You're vested in the community. There's only one question that I need to ask you. And the only question I need to ask is simply put, I need to know from you, hey, when it comes down to it, what do you feel you will bring to the table that's different?
Well, I'm sure I'll bring some freshness to it. I know we all, everybody's tired of the same old song, same old solutions. I think if we take a look at where people are really standing and what's really happening with them from a grassroots level, from the table, from the dinner table to the bedroom, to bedtime, what is it that an average person is looking for in their community and what they want them to, what they would like to benefit in their community, schools, better schools for their children, better representation for their needs as far as economic development in their community. Of course, we've heard a lot of politicians say that, but I'm saying it because at this point, I have to look at specifics, not just generalities, because we've been crying a long time for employment, better economic. We've been crying a long time. We need to look to see what's there and make sure that we benefit from it. A lot of times we get benefits in our community, and we really don't. It really doesn't hit the people that really need it. Me, as a ward council, I would like to see that our ward, our constituents and our residents benefit from what comes into their community and makes it and allows them to advance or receive more from the options that's out there.
I appreciate you very much. And one of the things I was doing was writing down a lot of what you said. So I just wanted to say it's excellent talking to you, getting a chance to meet you, and I would like to know once again, you are?
Shirley Westbrook McMillan.
Where would you like people to meet you?
499 Trubisky Avenue. I will be there at 6:30 in the morning all day.
All right. I thank you so much, and we look forward to following your movement and watching how you end up where you need to be. Thank
you. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. My thing is I feel very blessed, thankful. I'm meeting some powerful people who are surrounded by powerful people. So let's see what's going on with this 216-548. 216-548.
Good evening, everybody. It's Apostolette. Hope everybody's doing good tonight.
I really am.
Yes. I don't know who the lady was. I came in a little bit late this evening. But I'd like to hear
Shirley Westbrook McMillan.
Yeah, I mean, right. I heard that at the end, but I don't know who she is.
Gotcha.
I'm not familiar with her. I'd like to find out how we can...
Everybody knows I'm running for president of the United States of America for 2024,
and I would like to get a team together. I need a campaign
manager who would be loyal. Did you say you need a campaign staff?
Your reception may not be the greatest right now. Apostolette Pinckney, People's President, can you get to a more stable location so we can hear you clearly? Can you do me one quick question? Hold on just a second. Hold on. This is what we're going to do because I see the number. And so since I see the number, you're going to have to get into a little bit better reception and call back so we can hear you clear. So 216-548, if you could call back, I would appreciate it if you did. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you the chance to call back while I go to the 480 area code with the 869, 480 with the 869. You're on live. How are you doing?
Hey.
All right.
Hello.
Like,
hi.
Go
ahead.
Well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm alive, so I am doing phenomenal. So who are we talking to? Let's start there.
Okay. You're speaking to Khadijah's PH. I am a artist. I am into natural health and healing. I am a entrepreneur, self-published author, and I also do, you know, arts and crafts and things like that. I'm into the natural. I'm into health and wellness also. My book is called The Torn Girdle Led to the Path of Healing, which is basically a testimony about some things that I went through and how I use my art and my health and wellness to heal through all that. So basically I'm telling my story. I also do massage therapy and things like that. As a way to help heal others through my wellness.
Massage therapy. What is it we usually get wrong when we hear about massage therapy? Because you just say a massage therapy, helping heal. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, massage therapy has a lot of health benefits for the body, which is help, has a lot of health benefits like lowering the blood pressure, help you rest better, help you sleep, helps the nervous system. It has a lot of health benefits for the body. And a lot of people don't understand that, touch is a healing profession, and it helps you relax. And a lot of the stresses that we have in today's world, we definitely need that. And it has a mind, body, and wellness effect, for the whole, for the body. It's for the mind, it's for the physical and mental. So basically, it has a lot of benefits for all that, so people think, massage is just basically just a physical thing, but it's for mental, spiritual, and all that stuff. And it's also a healing art. So basically it helps heal different type of ailments of the body. So if you look it up and Google it, what the benefits are, it's going to tell you it has a lot of health benefits, lower blood pressure, circulatory, the blood system and all that stuff. So it's a lot of benefits in that. So I do that also, and I use stone. I use the stones and all that stuff with it, with the aromatherapy and, the different techniques and all that.
Okay. With that being said, in noticing, and I know about the book as well, but I find it very interesting how you talk about using the arts and able to use the arts to at least help and get that attention. So talk to me about the arts.
Well, the arts come in different forms. It can be massage art. It could be drawing, poetry, writing. It's different type of art. And basically, all these arts basically have healing effects, when you use them, like meditation, yoga. All these arts are different forms to help our bodies through the stress, through basically through healing, through, you know, like if you're going through trauma and different things like that, you know, these arts are basically what God put here for us to help us through these times and stresses, because, you know, we have a lot of things going on in the world, and these are the times to start using these things to help us, you know. A lot of times we may indulge in different other things, but basically it's because, you know, our body is missing certain, things that we need to be doing physically, mentally, and stuff like that, so we can be able to tune into our purpose, you know. And a lot of times we're, you know, just lacking just certain things that we need to do to help us through these trying times that we're going through. Our diet, all that has to do with, you know, our health and wellness. So, you know, like I said, it's all there for us. You know, we just have to just tune in and, you know, meditation, I do that. That's a form of art also. And it's basically emptying our thoughts and just tuning into ourselves and being able to reset our minds. There's so much stuff going on in the world with the TVs, radio. It's just too much. Sometimes we just got to turn it off, all the networks and stuff, and just go natural so you can be able to tune into yourself and focus on the things that's important. You know, that's what I do. That's what I basically do for myself. And, you know, I like to teach. I like to help others, and I help others through the arts, you know, through my stories, through my meditation, through my art. And just want people to know that this stuff does work. And if you want to pick up my book, The Torn Rudder Led to the Path of Healing, if you'd like to get a copy of that, you can give me a call at my 480-869-8237. Or you can meet me at maybe Tri-C and, purchase a copy. I'm doing some sales down there also. If you'd like to get a copy, or go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy.
Thank you so much for letting us know what was going on, how we can get our own copies. I did manage to read that book, and
mm-hmm.
I was just blown away. And I want to humbly say I'm thankful that you were able to overcome without excuses. And that's it.
And I overcame through those healing modalities, through the art, you know, music. Music is an art also.
Okay.
You know, I listen to that. Music is a form of therapy. So is the, you know, the creative arts and dancing and all that stuff. It's all the art of expressing yourself. And if you can get into those things to help you get through, you know, those things, those stressful times in your life or the traumas and things you've been through, then go ahead and do those. Writing, poetry, all that's all a form of art. So, you know.
Excellent. Okay. Then again, we thank you very much for sharing that. And now mm-hmm. I feel very well about the art that I do. I feel inspired. So thank you for calling in
mm-hmm.
and letting us know what you do. You're greatly appreciated. And before you leave off, how can people follow, contact, even order your books?
Okay, well, you can, I have an Instagram page, Khadijah's, what is that? _creations with a K, Khadijah's _creations. You can contact me that way, or just call me at the number 480-869-8237. you know, and you can reach me there. Leave a message, and, you know, I'll get back with you. And that's my contact.
Appreciate it. Definitely enjoy your evening, and we look forward to seeing bigger, better, greater things from you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Have a good night.
No problem. You too. Peace.
Yep.
And one thing about everything, I am just so thankful with how the Creator is working things out, because I know some of the phone lines, some of what's going on is not going the very best at all because of how some of the storms have knocked things around. But we're going to make it work. I'm going back to the 216-548 number. 216-548, are you back with us?
You know I am. You know that technology is new. Anyway, as I was saying, I'm looking for a campaign team to help me win this presidential election for 2024. I need a campaign manager. I don't know what happened to my campaign manager. I haven't been able to reach him, and he keeps disappearing, doing peekaboo on me. I need somebody that's going to help me raise some money so I can help the people.
Okay.
I need somebody to handle the petition. I need somebody to get endorsement. We got some serious stuff going on, y'all. Very serious stuff going on. This is Apostolate Reverend Pinckney, presidential candidate for 2024. And if you want to get a copy of my book, Choose Life, from when I ran for president in 2016 and 2020, my own publishing company, we would be glad to produce it for you. And it's also in Cleveland Public Library. I have plenty of books out here that are available to sell. And it's time to meet the needs of the people. I know I hear a lot of these commercials on YouTube. You know, the government's giving $1,400 a week or a month and blah, blah. Well, if they're giving you $1,400, if you get any type of welfare, Social Security, government, anything, they're coming back at you for that $1,400. So they don't care if you got to feed babies, you got to take care of a senior person or a disabled person, they're going to want that $1,400 back. So don't be fooled and don't be deceived. This issue one concern that I have.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out who the 60% is. If they want to my family member, Charles Coatsworth Pinckney, signed the United States Constitution. And I found that when they start on a state level with something, they make it a nationwide matter. They just start on a state, just like Corwin, when he did the pro-slavery amendment inside the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution, where slavery is never to be abolished in the United States of America. And then they went after Trayvon Martin was murdered. Then they came with Stand Your Ground, where you can kill a person just because you can. And now it's a nationwide law. And I'm concerned. I'm concerned because I have white family members, I have black family members, I have Native American family members, I have family members from all walks of life. But when the Constitution was put in place, Ohio and the national one, they were all white males and their female counterparts. And I'm just wondering, how would issue one benefit anybody? And like I told Donna Walker Brown on last night on the University of Common Sense, she asked me something. Nothing works for we people of color in this country yet. We females of color are tired of seeing the compromise of our male counterparts and our children. I told you, I think last week or a couple weeks ago, there's an estimated $1.92 billion spent in this country currently for sexual trafficking of just girls in this country. The governor of Colorado signed the Kill More Babies bill. It's almost illegal to not be gay. It's almost illegal to have a baby. These people are taking us straight to the lake of fire on an express ticket.
Wow.
And I have found that the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, Michael C. O'Malley, former Prosecutor Timothy McGinty, and the former Prosecutor Bill Mason, supplied more resources for our abusers than they have for we as victims. We as victims can't get a thing. We who have been honest, upright parents, we lose our children to the injustice and the failures and the flaws of this system, and there's nothing provided for us. You cannot apologize for the death of our children, our parents, our grandparents, our sisters and our brothers. The government can't apologize because apology don't bring them back. We need to have something for people of color in this country other than a conversation. And all this backbiting and all these cliques and all these women dogging each other, that needs to stop. I went to an event today, took the time out of my busy schedule, and the women wanted to insult me instead of include me in the conversation. And a woman who's just recently been a pastor, I don't know when she became one because I've been one all my life, decided she wanted to try to shut me down publicly. But you can't blame that on white people when you do it yourself. White people will respect you when you respect one another and respect yourself. And after coming from out of town, the courtesy for me to come and even speak at a meeting that I just found out about, they were so rude to me, didn't want me to speak. It's time out for this stupid stuff, y'all. Men don't want to deal with women because women don't want to get along with each other. And I'm going to keep it all the way 100, 250%
keep
real.
It 100.
Men don't like mess. And these women, y'all need to cut the mess out. We're losing. Nobody wants to hear what we have to say because we don't get along. That was so disrespectful today. But you can't talk about black votes matters when black people don't get along. It's time out for this nonsense, this foolishness. It's time out to stop blaming the white person for the black person's problem. When I'm a multiracial American, and I build for myself. It's time out for the excuses of waiting on something from the skies to fall in our laps. It's time out for waiting for the government to take care of us. The government's on our shoulders. We're not on it because we are people of faith. Maybe I lost a few people. It's okay. You weren't with me in the first place. My campaign manager doesn't get with me. He disappears. He allies with my enemies. Can't find him. He won't even keep a phone on. And when it comes time to do my campaign, he ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Let's not play games with one another. God, we got some real serious stuff. I need medical equipment for Pakistan, medical equipment, school equipment, so people could be educated. I need Bibles in Pakistan and in Kenya. I need money for people. This is not from my pocket. I live this life that I preach about. It's not some message that I got from somebody else. This is inside of me. Anybody who wants to help me with this campaign and keep it real, because anytime you got judges on a bench in Ohio without a law license, but you're supposed to have a license in the state of Ohio, Judge Donald C. Nugent and Judge Kathleen Ann Satula. Not Kathleen Ann Satula, Judge Patricia A. Gaughan, but Judge Kathleen Ann Satula, I want to throw her out there because she's so racist, it don't make no sense. But nobody wants to mess with her because she gets more money in locking up people of color in this state of Ohio than all the other judges on the bench, I believe. And when she saw my police reports, and I'm going to throw this out there, when she saw my police report, she looked like she had seen a ghost. The mere fact that Cuyahoga County prosecutors, all three of them, have covered up the rape, sodomy, and torture of my children, my rape report, and all of my police reports, and no investigation's been done, and nobody's been prosecuted, says to me something's wrong in this country. And we better get it right, y'all. You may talk about me and say I'm crazy. You can call me whatever you want to call me. But you better watch what you say about me. I'm a woman of God, right, and I'm fighting for this country. Mr. Porter, you know how to find me. And yes, I say this, my phone number is 216-548-0820. Let's get to the grind, you all. Stop all this jealousy among one another. Stop all this violence and fighting and hate towards one another. Let's make it happen. Thank you, Mr. Porter. Have a blessed night.
You do the same. And because it was asked earlier, Shirley Westbrook McMillan, she said it first. She needs people to assist her in getting signatures in her ward to be placed on the ballot. The deadline is August 9th at 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And so that's why she said she needed people to be there. So we just wanted to let people know that at least they know where they need to be. And during the election, she will be at 499 Trubisky Ave, T-R-E-B-I-S-K-Y Ave, during the election at Hope United Church all day. So if you're available, you can assist her. This program ends, well, at 10 o'clock, but every once in a while we go over because we have to. Thank you for tuning in. Stay blessed.